Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
The Doctor of Jazz has another one of his oddball programs lined up for today. Call it equine jazz. Yes, horses, mules, donkeys, ponies, mustangs, zebras, etc. So all of today's pieces will in some way relate to horses and their relatives. Let's begin with the very first recording ever made in jazz. Here's the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1917 playing Livery Stable Blues. Steeplechase is a horse racing sport when horses run an obstacle course, jumping over hedges and such. Here's altoist Jackie McLean and quintet playing the Charlie Parker composition Steeplechase from his 1956 release Jackie's Pal. Then tenor man Ben Webster plays one with an odd title, Frog and Mule, in 1952 with a quartet.
Thank you.
saddle up and get ready to ride on this Dr. Jazz Hour. The Mound City Blue Blowers were a band from St. Louis. Here they are in 1936 playing Saddle Your Blues to a Wild Mustang, trumpet solo by Bunny Berrigan. You listeners out there who go to the racetrack know what the Daily Double is. Quincy Jones and his star-studded big band recorded just that in 1959. Another term from horse racing is dead heat, recorded by guitarist Kenny Burrell with a septet in 1957 from the album Two Guitars.
Troubles away, 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 away. Loping along with a cowboy song, you'll feel up on sunshine all day, all day, all day. No worry worries you while you've got the drive. Keep riding high and wide, don't ever stop. Those ornery mavericks need a strong, steady hand. Yip 'em up, round 'em up, trip 'em up, tie 'em up. Use your brand. Saddle your blues to a wild mustang. Gallop your troubles away, 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 away.
It's Horse Jazz Day on this Dr. Jazz Hour, so get ready to whip the mule with guitarist John Scofield from the album Hand Jive of 1993, sax solo by Eddie Harris. Pianist Jeff Keyser recorded The Horsewoman, based on a Hawaiian story, on his 2003 release Falling Up. Then back to 1926 with cornet player King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators doing the Jackass Blues, a band with many notable musicians, Kid Ory, Albert Nicholas, Barney Biggard, Louis Russell, and others.
Thank you.
This last set of horse jazz on today's Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with vibraphonist Milt Jackson and guitar man Wes Montgomery doing Stablemates from their Bags Meets Wes album of 1962. Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums round out the quintet. Then stride pianist James P. Johnson plays his original The Mule Walk, a solo piece from 1939. And we'll conclude this program with trumpeter Donald Byrd and the title track from his 1959 album, Off to the Races, joined by Jackie McLean, alto, Pepper Adams, baritone, Wynton Kelly, piano, Sam Jones, bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.